Thank you very much, Sherborne Town Band. The band have a break of about a couple of minutes just to get their breath back, if you like, between each of the tunes they play. We are hoping this morning that one or two people might sing along with these tunes, and I do have the words with me, and if anybody is passing in Cheap Street and doesn't know the words to these very familiar tunes, just come and tap me on the shoulder, and I'll be only too pleased to lend you my carol sheet with all the words on it, and you can all join in. We could have our own little Sherborne choir, couldn't we, in Cheap Street here. Ad hoc choir assembled just for this very special performance this morning. Sean is back with me again. What are we going to hear now, Sean?
Alvin's Gladness, Man of Old.
Again, I don't recognise... I recognise the tune then, I didn't recognise the title.
But it's Away in a Manger. I'm sorry.
Well, that's more my style, Away in a Manger, yes. I think I'm very familiar. You're on good ground there. OK, well, let's hear this next tune then. Sherborne Town Band, live here in Cheap Street, on the corner of Cheap Street and Hound Street. And the traffic's still coming down here. It's a lovely atmosphere in the town this morning. We've got the market further down the street by the conduit. And there's a real feeling of anticipation and a little bit of excitement, controlled excitement amongst the local people here this morning as we come closer to midnight tonight and the moment of Christmas tomorrow. Lovely again, wasn't it? And the town's getting slowly busier by the minute here this morning. People amazingly still have things to buy for Christmas. You would have thought that by now we'd all have all the food we need, all the presents we need, but it's amazing, isn't it? There's still always that something that you need at the last moment. And now, Away in a Manger. The road here, Cheap Street, is now becoming quite congested with traffic, incredibly so. You wouldn't have thought that people would have needed to have come down Cheap Street this morning. For what purpose, I'm not quite sure. Maybe they're looking for parking spaces, because parking is a little bit tight this morning. It's so busy here in the centre of the town. Sean, just a little bit about the band. I think, wasn't it this year that you marked your 50th?
This is our 50th year at the moment, yeah. 1961 we were formed.
Anybody still playing with you from right from the beginning?
Well, it's a family band. We've the founder members are still involved with the organisation. We've got plenty of people that were the sons. Ian Miles, our principal cornet, is a son. John Derrick's been in the band for years. Yeah, we'll have a chat with these guys.
Their dad was in.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, Paul Kosh, our musical director, his father was the founder chairman. So it's a family band.
In sort of brass band, in the league of brass bands, where do you stand? I mean, are you right up there amongst the greats?
Yeah, we're currently in the championship section, which is the equivalent of, say, the premiership section. We're very good standard of band at the moment.
And you travel to all those competitions that are held around the country competing with
us? Yeah, we play in the areas. 2 years ago we qualified for, 3 years ago we qualified for the finals, which were in Harrogate. So we went up to Yorkshire and competed against the best in the first section. So it's good to make a name for the town.
Okay, well, what team we got next then?
We're going to play Calypso Carol.
Sounds great, okay. So here we are, just to remind you, if you're popping in to Sherborne this morning, you find us at the junction of Cheap Street and Hound Street, here with live with Sherborne Town Band. A great sound, a bit of a calypso sound from Sherborne Town Band playing live in Cheap Street here in the town centre this morning. I met this gentleman who lives locally in the town a few days ago. He was collecting litter that had been dropped in the side of the road, and I was curious to find out why such a smartly dressed resident of this town.
Listen,
so I got to talk to him, and I've got to know him quite well. His name is Anthony.
Good morning, how are you?
Tell me about this little adventure of yours, litter picking.
I got involved a year ago, and the initiative was taken by Councillor Peter Rhodes here in the town, and Peter set up an initiative to collect litter, and I decided that I wanted to take on my own patch, so I actually I'd look after the Cold Harbour Longstay car park. And I'm now running with Peter the monthly litter collections that we do, and we've just done one, in fact, up in the ball there.
Okay, we'll talk again in a moment. Let's have more music. Hosanna in Excelsis.
And
Sherborne Town Band playing live. Anthony's still with
Sherborne
me here.
Coming to
so,
live
how often do you go out
morning,
picking up
where
we're
surrounded
rubbish.
By loads and loads of shoppers doing all their wonderful shopping? See if I can hook up with somebody. Here we are. I'm going to cost somebody over there. Hi, can you talk to me? Hi, is this Radio Sherborne? You're live on the air on Radio Sherborne. Are you local?
I am, yeah.
And have you been listening to the town band?
Yeah, really good, yeah.
Are you in just for the day for shopping or...
Yeah, just a little wander around, get the...
Have you done all your shopping?
Yeah, done it all.
Got
already.
All your Christmas shopping?
Yeah,
everything's
yeah.
Wrapped. You're ready for Christmas?
Yeah. Ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game, wonderful. Come on. Oh, you're not. Is that your young lady? Or
my sister, yeah. Yeah, we're just here to, you know, pick up the atmosphere.
Good. Okay, enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Let's hear more of the band. We'll talk again after this.
This is Radio Sherborne. I'm actually sitting here, Dan here, your technical director. I'm actually sitting in the back of the OB truck, just parked off Cheap Street. At the moment, it's actually quite hard to get Chris and Steve to coordinate their interview. We haven't got the talk back ear people set up to them yet, so they tend to start talking at the same time, so I have to chop in and out of them, so apologies about that. All good fun, we will get there.
Great stuff from Sherborne Town Band playing live in Cheap Street here. Anthony's still with me with his litter picker. Did you tell me? I don't think you did you? How many people have you got to help you with?
I was just going to tell you that, actually. We've got about 70 people.
70?
That's amazing, actually. And a good number of those turn out on a monthly basis in various parts of the town to pick up litter. But we've got such a lovely town here in Sherborne, it's really worth spending the time to keep it looking nice.
But presumably the council do have their own road sweepers, don't they? So do you have a clash? Do you don't
I know the road sweeping man, but I mean he comes down certain areas and some places he can't get to. So, you know, with a litter picker one can actually get round other places.
And do you get any help from the council to provide this service?
Do. They provide with bags, tabards, picking tools and, very supportive. And we also get help from Caroline Rowland, who is the Sherborne Area Partnership, and she's involved helping. It's one of the priorities of the council.
You don't go into the villages then? You don't go into...
No, I'm working the town only.
If people wanted to set up their own group in a village, they could.
They certainly could, and I mean, what I find is, whilst I've been picking, a number of people have come up to me and said that they would like to actually pick in their own area, so I've introduced them to the council.
And it's important that people retain their commitment to this, isn't it? So easy to do it a couple of times and then fall by the wayside, going afraid. Hear more of the band anyway. Be safe.
Thank you.
wasn't that lovely again? Lovely band. Do you not think, oh, one or two people clapping there? Wasn't that nice? And you're selling what? The Big Issue, I think, aren't you? Is that right? Yes. Come here most days? Well, good luck to you. Because I know it's very important that you sell those magazines. The Big Issue on sale in Sherborne here. Just a reminder, you're listening live to Sherborne Town Band on Radio Sherborne on our website. And if you are coming into the town this morning, please come and say hello. We're at the junction of Cheap Street and Hound Street outside Barclays Bank. We're here till 12 o'clock, bringing a bit of Christmas to you at home via the Radio Sherborne website. Sherborne Town Band celebrating their half century this year. Very important year, 2011. Formed in 1961. We've heard from Sean. He's the chairman of the band. He's here this morning leading the playing, telling us all about how it was formed all those years ago, and that some of the sons and daughters of original members of the band are still are involved even today. A real family spirit there's a family spirit about Sherborne Town Band. And here we go with another tune now. The live sound of Sherborne Town Band in the town here this morning in Cheap Street, playing all these wonderful Christmas tunes about which we are so familiar. Andrea's here collecting, because this is an opportunity for the band to collect donations, isn't it? There's a little bit more money going in the tin.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Do you do this thing a lot, coming into the town to collect money for the band?
During Christmas we do, and then we have permits throughout the year to do on different days, but yes.
Because the band relies entirely, I think, doesn't it, on donations like this to keep going.
Yeah, donations and grants and things we get to help the band keep going, get new instruments, you know, and progress through different things.
So it's not cheap putting a band together like this, is it?
No, it's not. It costs a lot of money.
Can you tell us how much you cost every year, do you
know? I'd rather not say.
It's in the few thousand, isn't it? If not tens of thousands.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're looking to actually replace a lot of instruments this year, so we're looking to actually get a lot of money. And we're talking about £40,000 for like half a dozen instruments.
So the instruments are owned by the band, not by the individual players?
Yeah, they're owned by the band. So when a person moves on, they leave the instrument.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Do you play yourself? Or?
I do. Merry Christmas. I help out with the youth band.
Ah, now that's another little side to the band that we haven't talked about. The youth band is for the under 18s.
We do have adult learners in there as well. Is there anyone that wants to learn to play
an instrument? Let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's do this next tune right now. People are very generous. I'm observing that this morning while I've been here, how many people do give money to this most wonderful cause, which is sustaining Sherborne Town Band. In fact, a car just stopped as it was coming down Cheap Street there, and the window came down, somebody put a hand out and put money in the collecting box. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
That was very nice of them, yes.
So tell us a little bit about people got involved in the youth.
There's about 40 children at the moment that are all learning from different stages. Our youth band conductor takes them from beginners, so complete beginners at Stated Berkeley. He takes them from never playing a note to actually going into the youth band. And then we've now this term started a youth ensemble for the children
right, okay. Talk again in a moment. I think this is a tune that we will all recognise. But I can't remember the title of it. Talking to Andrea here, who's collecting for the town band, who are playing live in Cheap Street in the town this morning. We were talking about the youth band, so any youngster under 18 don't have to have any musical ability necessarily. That come along, can they be involved?
We do have some adult learners as well that have either played when they were younger or never decided to play, and then perhaps their children have got involved, or perhaps they think they would like to do it. So we have adult learners as well, so you can't just take for the under 18s. We will take anybody that's got willing to learn and wants to learn a brass instrument.
What? Just describe the range of instruments that you can learn to play.
Well, you've got your cornet, you've got a tenor horn, a baritone, a euphonium, and your trombone are what we normally start with the youth band.
What's the simplest, what's the easiest one? That's the one I'll go for.
Most children start on a cornet.
Cornet.
And then they progress on something else once they've...
So even me, I could...
If you've got the willing to learn, yes, even you could learn to play.
Breath in my body, I could probably do it. Have you any more performances before?
This is the last one,
haven't you? Okay, let's enjoy a bit more of the music. Short and sweet and to the point. Morning, sir.
Morning.
Your name is
Bill.
Bill, and your colleague here.
This is Ian.
Ian. Now, is it Ian whose dad was in the band?
His granddad was one of the founder members.
Your granddad, yeah. That was what? 1961.
Yeah, 1961.
Tell us about him. About the band starting it. How did he come to be involved?
Well, he started in the Boys Brigade when he was obviously about 10, I think, and just grew from there and decided he wanted to form the band.
And what age were you when you got interested in...
I was 9 when I first started playing, so yeah, long time ago now, 20 years.
Is he still around today?
Yeah, so I'm sure he'll be here soon, just come and listen.
Does he play?
Yeah, well, he still plays trombone, he plays in a jazz band now, he doesn't play in this band.
You give a lot of time to the band, don't you?
When yeah, it does take up a lot of time, yeah, a lot of our time.
Travelling?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it, what do you get back from the band? I mean, I suppose friendship and...
Yeah, friendship and just enjoy the playing, really. It's just the music, it's brilliant.
Okay, well, what are you going to play for us now?
We are... I don't know, actually.
Like me, you don't know what's coming next, as I say.
What are we saying? I wonder as I wonder.
Again, I don't know the title, but I probably will recognise the tune. Okay. Wonderful, wasn't it? Hello there. Hello. You're live on Radio Sherborne. So, what's
your name? Josh.
Hi, Josh. And how old are you?
10.
Yeah, I didn't put you around about that sort of age. But what do you think of the brass band music, Andrew?
Yeah.
What are you doing in the town this morning?
I'm just walking around with my band.
You got all your presents organised?
Yeah.
You go to school locally?
Yeah, County Primary.
If you're 10, it won't be long before you're at the Griffin.
Next year.
Looking forward to that, eh?
Yeah.
Big school and all that sort of stuff. So, present-wise for Christmas, what are you hoping to get? Present-wise.
Quite a lot of stuff, really.
Yeah. Go on, give us some idea of what you put on your list.
DVDs, CDs, and stuff like that.
Well, so it's two-way, you know. You have to buy presents as well. So, have you bought presents?
No.
Well, you've got till 5 o'clock today, so yeah. You've got plenty of time. And there's some lovely shops here in Sherborne, isn't there? So you can probably find a bit of your that pocket money, you know, treat your mummy. Okay, nice to talk to you, Joss. All the best, and Merry Christmas to you. Sean, how's it going? Jingle bells, well, I might even know the words. Jingle bells it is, live from Sherborne Town Band, here in Cheap Street. Live also on Radio Sherborne. Good morning, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Wasn't that lovely? Yeah. It was nice to hear you burst out into applause there.
Wonderful. They're fabulous.
And they're the Sherborne Town Band. We should be proud, shouldn't we, to have
be really
such, talented musicians.
Good. I'd love to be able to play a wind instrument. Well, any instrument, really. Fantastic.
Enjoying your day out this morning?
Yeah, it's because I haven't left everything till the last minute. This is just a little bit of laugh.
You're a lady, you see. I'm very much at 5 to 5 this afternoon.
Your shopping this afternoon, yes.
I find you're probably you're organised, you see. You'll have a schedule.
This year, for once this year, yes. So this is a pleasurable little few details.
Home, are you?
No, just some old friends I haven't seen for a while.
I didn't ask your name, if you don't mind.
Catherine.
And you live in the town?
I live in a village nearby.
Holness?
Holness,
yes, on the way down to Dorchester.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you always come here to do shopping, do you?
This is my local metropolis.
Well, I think it's a lovely town, isn't it? We should be proud, and people are proud.
Yeah.
You know, it's kept its character, kept its local independent shops, family-owned, and that's the real attraction of Sherborne, I think, compared to a lot of towns. You know, so neat.
I rarely find that, isn't it?
A lot of it to continue to be the case.
Exactly.
I'm just going to have another chat to some members of the band here. I'm going to talk to Sue. Just a quick word with Sue here, because Sue and I are friends of old. Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. What instrument do you play, Sue?
This is a baritone.
Tell me how you came to get involved in Sherborne Town Band. How many years you've been playing with them?
Well, I I used to play for a band based in Bristol, and through a friend asked me to come and help them out at an engagement actually on the bandstand in Minehead. And they were such a nice band, and they'd just been promoted to the championship section there. And they had a great conductor, very nice people, and obviously play to a very high standard. So I came down to join the band. I mean, for me, it's 30 miles from where I live, so it's quite a commitment to do a 60-mile round trip for every rehearsal. So, but it's well worth it because they're a super band. Yeah.
You wanted to play with the best? Is that what it was?
Yes. Well, I think anything you do, you have to do it to the best of your ability, and this is a great band.
The secret is, I'll let it out now, that you'll be leaving, I think.
Yes, I'm going to be moving to Wales in the new year, but of all things I worry about, I don't worry about finding a band in Wales.
Nor a choir for that matter. There's like one on every street corner, I should imagine. Anyway, good to talk to you. What are you going to play for us now?
Steve, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. Do come and join in here if you're coming into the town this morning. We're in Cheap Street at the junction of Cheap Street and Hound Street outside Barton's Bank, live with Shovel and the Town Band. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, played live here in Cheap Street by Sherborne Town Band this morning. And Sherborne Town Band are doing a collection, people putting money in the collecting tins here. How's it going? You're collecting lots this morning, would you say?
Yes, people have been very generous this morning.
They are generous, aren't they? And you're a good cause, so you deserve it as well. So I was talking to Andrea a couple of minutes ago, because you do need to raise a lot of money, don't you?
I believe so. I mean, my son plays in the band, so I just come along on a Saturday morning to shake the tin, and thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And collect for the band.
Now, apparently you shouldn't shake the tin. Did you know that?
Apparently you're not allowed to shake them, yeah. So as your listeners will hear, or not hear, I'm not shaking the tin.
It's a silent collection, as they say, yeah. Were you here last Saturday?
Yes. Yep.
I think, today is just as busy, really. But I think there's something very kind of special about this town. Do you not get that sense of history and there's a character, isn't there?
Yeah,
it's a lovely feel, isn't it, in Sherborne.
It's nice to have the band playing whilst people are out doing their last-minute Christmas shopping. I thought it'd be a lot busier this morning, though.
Well, give it time, you know. I think we're into that public holiday now, aren't we? You know, this Christmas Eve, people are sort of less kind of rushed, I think. And so I think, give it another half an hour or so. And,
I've done well this year. Mine are even all wrapped.
Oh,
Yeah.
Done and dusted.
It's usually this evening by the time I get it wrapped.
It's usually this evening when I'm going out buying. But anyway, good luck to you anyway. You're doing a great job. So let's have another tune here. Ah, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Okay, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and so well known are these tunes that people are stopping here and singing along, which is lovely to hear. Let's just have another quick word with a couple of other people here. Hello there.
Hello.
Are you collecting as well?
Yes, I am. I'm Zoe. My husband, Mike, is in the band. He plays trombone.
And is he absent a lot off? Blowing his trombone and leaving you.
Yeah, he is. He is really. But it's okay. I bring the girls along when I can, and they enjoy it too, so it's all good.
Who are the girls then?
This is Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
Say hello, Dolly.
Hello. And who is this?
And Daisy.
And Daisy. Are they going to be players as well, I think, when they get to...
Yeah, well, my husband hopes so. If they show any interest, then I'm sure he'll take them right along and get them involved, so. I know they've got a youth band, and
do you live in the town? Are you in Yeovil? Because a lot of the players actually come from Yeovil, don't they?
Yeah, we live in Yeovil. Yeah.
Well, Yeovil has a band. Does it have a band? I think it does.
Yes, it does. Yep, yep. Mike's played in Sherborne for a long time, though, so I think they sort of keep, you know.
Well, I must say that the sound is fantastic, and. They were just telling me they're quite high up, aren't they, in the brass band league. Let's have another tune anyway. Keep collecting.
Thank you.
Sherborne Town Band playing live in Cheap Street. It's a fantastic sound here, Christmas Eve. And if you're coming into the town, please come and have a little chat to us.
Hi, Chris. Well, right, okay then. I will. We're doing a bit of manoeuvring around and trying to move the band, and hopefully it stops the cars coming through. Loads and loads of people here in Sherborne today. And enjoying themselves. Got to chat to this lady over here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you enjoying the band?
Very much. The best band in the land.
Yeah. Singing along with some of the songs.
I'm from over the border in Somerset.
Are you?
I love this band.
So what part of, where are you
Queen
from?
Queen Camel.
Queen Camel. Yes. Oh, that's nice out there, isn't it?
Nice,
anyway, we're Radio Sherborne as well. We're pushing this out live on community radio station, so we're here just for the community. Anyway, you're doing your Christmas shopping?
Yes, well, I've done most of it.
Have you done most of it?
Yes.
Did you do it ages ago, or are you just finishing off?
No, I haven't done very much at all.
No.
But I'm enjoying myself today.
All right. Yeah. I'm watching the people go past. Yeah. It's lovely to see everybody out. Yeah. It's a nice day,
yeah,
isn't it, to do for the last day of the shopping, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, and have a good New Year. Right, there we go, Steve. We've rearranged the town band, and tell us, Steve, what have you been up to here?
The band is incredibly popular, as you can see, and people are putting lots of money in these collection boxes for the band this morning. We're just having to just reorganise a little bit, because the top end of Cheap Street now is closed to traffic.
Right.
So the idea is to bring the band further into the middle of the road.
Okay.
So we're just reorganising
that
at the minute. But the town seems to be getting busier now.
It's getting lovely. When we've got the sun streaming down.
That's right. Yes.
Loads of people coming out to do their last minute shopping.
Yeah.
Have you done all your shopping, by the way, Steve?
No, the 5 to 5, I think, it's for me. And,
it's going to be last minute panic.
I need inspiration. And it's the pressure, you know. It's that sort of, 5 o'clock, and it's that...
concentrates the mind.
And then the ideas flow, and then I think, yes, that's what I'll go and get. I'll go and buy
that. Okay.
So, yes, a mad dash, yes. What about yourself? Are you...
We're all ready. I think, we've had Christmas.
Oh, you've
my family have had Christmas, that is to say. They've had their presents, they've eaten... I've only got to sort of basically eat the dinner tomorrow.
Talking about that, there was a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the other night, and it said, which country... celebrates Christmas the first in the world.
Yeah.
Come on, there's a question for you. Go on, where in the world do you think they celebrate
Christmas first?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could say it could be sort of like Australia or New Zealand, because it comes
close,
in.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
It is New Zealand, actually. They celebrate Christmas.
I know this because if you're not aware, you can actually start tracking Santa. And I think actually you can start tracking Santa in 1 hour's time.
Oh, right.
In 1 hour's time, you can start tracking Santa.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you more about that in a minute.
Radio Sherborne live with you in Cheap Street this morning. Live, that is, with the Sherborne Sound Band. Good morning to you were just passing by, but for a very particular reason, because you have a long association with the band.
Oh, yeah, I found a member, really. Right from, day one. Yeah, right from day one.
Well, I know that's 1961, because I was talking to Sean a bit earlier, and this was 50 years of the band this year, isn't it?
50, they did that this year, yeah.
And your name, sir, is?
My name's Noak. Jeff Noak.
Jeff Noak, right.
Yeah, I found a member of the band.
What instrument?
I was a trombonist, tried to be.
Well, you look well on it, anyway.
I still do a bit of it with a jazz band. Mm.
You live in the town? You live in Sherman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, still got two grandsons in this.
Yes, I think I've been speaking to one of them. Yeah.
Well, that's
just telling me that you couldn't. He hardly gave him time to grow up, you know. Even before he was into long trousers, you had him playing.
Oh yeah. That's the time to start. They don't realise how hard it is. Yes.
It's hard to play.
No, but they don't realise it. You just tell little children what to do, and they'll do it. You know, they don't think anything's hard. No. Just do it. That the trouble is sticking them to it.
This is a commitment, isn't it, playing in the band? All that time you have to get.
You need to be a certain standard to be really interested in it, you know. Yeah. And then there's them girls drag them away from it, you know.
there's always the girls.
Because one of my grandsons has cracked it because he's got his girlfriend in the band. So that's all right.
So she can keep an eye on him and...
Absolutely.
So, what about Sherborne as a town? It's still a lovely town, isn't it? It's not been spoiled, has it, by over-commercialisation? It's still kept its character.
No. Well, of course, there's a famous public school here, and that's about it. You know, that's what keeps it in fair order, doesn't it? You know, you can't have them shoving a great big factory up on it.
Well, long may it keep... Say as it is, I think that's...
Well, it is a very, very pleasant place to live, I can tell you
and
that.
And you've been here all your...
Yes, born.
You were born here?
And family before that, born. You know, a bit what you might call yokels.
and if you've been here that many years, tell me, how has the town changed? Because I've been here 24 years, and it's not really changed very much at all.
Well, it hasn't. It hasn't for me either. Only the outer parts of what we'll call the suburbs.
the incomers like me, yes.
They've grown.
Yeah.
A lot more houses, but thank God we've always had a council that has kept this place pretty unspoiled.
Unspoiled, yeah.
You know, once that's allowed, it is gone. You've lost what was... Well, the reason you like being here, you lose. But we can look after that, all right.
So, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Absolutely.
Be at home with the family?
Love it, yeah. Always see one and another, you know, but everybody's committed at Christmas, so you can't expect too much, but we should see them all one way and another.
Nice to talk to you, and congratulations on what you've done here in creating this band. Merry Christmas to you as well. And more live now from Sherborne Town Band. We've built up an audience now here in Tube Street for the live performance by the town band, and people are really appreciative of the music that's been played. Hello there. You're live on Radio Sherborne.
Good morning. No, I'm not. I'm from London.
Well, this is a bit of a contrast for you, then.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Are you here for Christmas?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Family, friends?
Yes, family here. Yes. So my little ones are enjoying the band. They like the music.
This is Cosima, and this is Astra. So they're identical twins.
Fantastic, yes they are. Yeah. Hello.
Can you say hello?
No, not, no, I don't think so. Not today. So you've got parents here?
Yes, yes, yeah.
And yourself, do you originate from?
I am from Dorset, yeah.
So how do you cope with the hustle and the bustle and of London?
We're used to it, yes, yes. You live right in the centre, yeah. Very lucky. No, it's nothing.
I suppose coming back here, what you can't fail to recognise is that kind of the history of this place and the character of the buildings and the fact that we still have independently family-run shops.
Yes. Yeah. No, no, no. We don't. It's not so brandland. No.
Right. Well, I'm seeing you've got your hands full, so I'll let you get on. Thanks very much for talking to us. Word with Andrea. The money's really pouring in this morning, isn't it? Into your collection.
Yeah, they're not doing too badly at all this morning.
Tell me about your Christmas. What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be at home?
Yeah, we've got at home. I'm sure my husband's going to be doing the cooking. Sean, he's a very good cook, actually. Yeah, I'm very lucky. Thank you. And my dad and my mum are coming down, so it should be a quite nice family Christmas with the two boys as well.
Is Sean, he's the chairman of the town band, isn't he? Is that right?
Yes, he is, yes.
And does he originate from this area? Is he born and brought up?
No, he's a Yorkshireman.
He's a bit like me.
Yeah, he's up from Yorkshire, so...
All the brass band players come from Yorkshire. I shouldn't say that, should I? Just a reminder that we're here live on Radio Sherborne this morning, live, that is, in Cheap Street in the town centre here, and live with the playing of Sherborne Town Band, adding a truly wonderful sense of Christmas to this atmosphere, which is very special here in Sherborne at this time of the year. What could be more appropriate than listening to these lovely tunes? The band will be playing here till about 12 o'clock, and we're here until 12 o'clock as well, with our microphone switched on. And if you are passing us at any time in Cheap Street this morning, do come up and say hello. We'd like to meet you. Lots of people in the town this morning. It's as busy as it was a week ago, which is a bit surprising, really, because you would have thought people might by now have done all their Christmas shopping, but apparently that is not the case, judging by the numbers who are out and about this morning. And all good for the shops, of course, and all very important to the shops that people do come out this morning and keep spending, because as we've been talking about this morning, a lot of the shops in Sherborne are family-run independent businesses. They need local people to come and spend their money locally, and we want to keep those family-run businesses, because that is what retains the character of Sherborne, as we have been talking about this morning. Let's have another tune from the band. Sweet. The brass band has a huge repertoire of tunes that it can play here this morning, but of course the emphasis very much on traditional Christmas tunes. Tunes that we would recognise, all of us would recognise, and hopefully know the words of, and join in and sing along with. I'm standing here in the middle of Cheap Street, and now of course traffic has been stopped from coming in at the top end of Cheap Street, coming down Cheap Street, and that's a good thing, because we've been able to move the band a little bit further out into the middle of the road, and this is helping with the collection, of course, for the band, because they can now be seen from both ends of Cheap Street. Not as though they can't be heard, of course. In fact, they can be heard right across the town this morning. That's without any loudspeakers and amplification. Let's have another tune now. Yes, that tune is one I know, but I don't quite remember the title of it. Let me just have a quick word with these ladies here. Good morning, you're on Radio Sherborne with the local radio station here. Hello, are you a visitor or do you live local?
We're visitors, we live near Martock.
Why do you choose to come to Sherborne?
My sister-in-law's down for Christmas and she's never been here, and I wanted to bring her to have a look round and see what it's like.
Are you from a far afield or whereabouts?
Sussex, Chichester.
Yeah. What do you think about our town here? What do you think about?
Well, everybody's told me how lovely it is.
I've only just walked down this bit. But they said it's really, really nice, yeah.
A lot more to it than down there and just around the corner where we've got the Magnificent Abbey. But
they told me about that.
I think it has got a special feel about it. Do you not
agree? Lovely.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it.
It's a pretty little town, isn't it?
It's got a nice array of little shops that you don't find anywhere else. And that's
independent, you know, family run.
Yeah, it does make a difference. Yes, it's lovely. Yeah.
Long may that be the case,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely, yes.
Are you here to do a bit of shopping?
Well, no, we're just wandering. We're going to go and have a coffee and have a wander around, see what we can find. Yes, just enjoy the town.
I'm here to see it, so, you know.
Just enjoy the town.
I think if you popped into the Abbey, I think they're doing carols. They're doing 20-minute carol sessions. Only 20 minutes long. Little short carol services. So that'd be a nice thing to do.
Thank you.
Okay, well, enjoy your day in Sherborne. Sherborne Town Band playing here in the town this morning in Cheap Street, at the junction of Cheap Street and Hound Street. If you're coming into the town, please do come and say hello. We'd like to talk to you. Good morning, sir. You're on Radio Sherborne, live on the local radio. Are you here this morning?
Yes.
Where are you coming from?
Gillingham.
Not too far.
Not very far.
Why do you choose to come to Sherborne? Any particular reason?
This street, mainly, and the Abbey. Good shopping.
Are you here to shop?
Yes. Yeah.
Not just here for a coffee.
No. We've been shopping.
We've been talking about the shops, and they're all locally run, independent. That's a nice thing, and quite unusual in towns.
It is very, and it's excellent to see the variety. Yeah.
Anyway, have a nice Christmas, sir. You're looking forward.
Thank
to you. You with the family?
With the wife, yes. A quiet Christmas.
All the very best. So people, we've met people from Martock, somebody from Chichester, somebody there from Gillingham, choosing to come here and spend money in Sherborne, in our local shops here. Isn't that wonderful that Sherborne as a town is the preferred choice for people, even when they live in towns which have their own shops, they come here. So that speaks volumes, doesn't it, for the town itself and what we offer here. Let's have a little bit more music from this most magnificent town band, the Sherborne Town Band. Fantastic. Excuse me, sir. Radio Sherborne. You were obviously enjoying the band playing there.
The boys play in the band.
Oh, are they in the youth band? We were talking about that a bit earlier. And their names are
Tom and James Graham.
What do you play in the youth band? What instrument?
You play the cornet.
And cornet.
How difficult is it to learn, or is it quite easy?
It's not hard, but it's not easy, so it's kind of in the middle.
Bit of a challenge, yeah. And how much time does it take? How many hours each week do you spend?
Not enough.
We have quite busy weeks, so I do lots of sports clubs.
So you're doing lots of other things apart from playing in the youth band. So do you play concerts and things like that?
Yeah.
Do you play concerts?
Yeah.
And what would you say to other lads like you, your age? Would you say, good thing, get into brass band playing? Would you recommend it?
Yeah.
You recommend it?
Fun, yeah.
So have you got another... Are you playing with the band over Christmas at all? Or?
Not over Christmas, but they have played in quite a few concerts running up to Christmas.
Well, we'll look forward to perhaps seeing you play here if we come back next Christmas. Yeah, you might be in the big band, do you think, eh?
Possibly. Maybe a bit longer than that, slightly.
Nice to talk to you. You live in the town, do you say? Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We've been talking to people about what a wonderful town this is, and I think it is.
It's great, yes. Yeah, we love it. Yeah. We've been here about 12 years and love it in the town. Yeah.
No better place. Thanks for talking. All the best. Cheers. Well, that was a fantastic tune, one we all recognise. I can't remember the name. What was the title of that tune? Did you?
Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. So your name is...
Dan Beachy.
Dan, you're collecting for the band as well.
Yes.
Do you play, or...?
I used to before going away to university. Just don't have the time to do it now, though. That's a problem.
But you do play?
Yes, I do play.
And you say you're away at university. Whereabouts are you? Which university?
University of Southampton.
No, well, not too far then, so you could almost be back at every night playing with the band, because they practice a lot, don't they?
Pretty much.
You could be up here from Southampton and playing, or
no.
Other things to do, I
suppose. Yeah.
How's it going down there in the university in Southampton? Is it going well for you?
Yeah, it's going really well. I'm really enjoying
it. What are you doing? What sort of subject are you studying?
Aeronautical engineering.
All right. And so what are you hoping to do when...
Join the Air Force afterwards. To uni.
Be a pilot or be a pilot?
No, to be an engineering officer.
Good. What made you choose that particular career path?
Yeah, so a party in the family is just a good life as well. So
it's a good life. They also give you a uniform as well. So you don't have to buy your own shirts. Let's have more of the town band.
Thank you.
You're live with Radio Sherborne here. Good morning. We're from Radio Sherborne. We're the local radio station. This is the band, the Sherborne Town Band. So, could I ask, are you from the town?
I am from the town. I live at the top. My husband and I live at the top of the town, and we can walk into the town, which is a real pleasure.
Yeah, yeah.
We've lived here 6 years.
Yeah, and you wouldn't live anywhere else?
Not now. No, no, no. In fact, everybody we invite down says, and understand why you moved here. But I was born down here, so after retiring, this is where we moved.
Where did you move from?
We moved from Berkshire, like a lot of people around here. So, but this is the best part of the world, always. It's lovely.
You can always do the shopping without having to bother about parking a car.
Well, precisely. We can walk in. That was the whole point. We decided when we were going to move.
This handsome gentleman is your husband.
My husband.
Or maybe
he's
just your boyfriend. I don't know.
No,
I am.
No,
I'm her first husband. So far.
Absolutely. No, no.
Well, we've been talking about the shops here being, you know, family-run businesses, and that's so important to this town, to retain that.
It's one of the first things we noticed about it. There are one or two imports, which we can't possibly mention, like the one behind you, but by and large, it's still private shops.
That's really the attraction of Sherborne, and long may that be the case, that it keeps that.
It's over the threshold of that particular shop, yeah.
Which shall remain there.
Absolutely. They'll go to the one down the road, absolutely. You've got to keep these places going, quite honestly. There's just too many of the shops that are moving in, and it's not right.
York, anyway, Merry Christmas. Okay. So, the town band here in Cheap Street, I'm going to say are our featured artists here on Radio Sherborne, but of course they're not only featured, they are the one and only artists this morning, and we're absolutely delighted that they're playing here live in the town centre, and that we are able to bring this to you on our Radio Sherborne webpage. We hope you're enjoying the music and the atmosphere on Christmas Eve here in the heart of this most beautiful town. People now looking very industrious, very busy, up and down Cheap Street here, coming in and out of the shops, and of course further down the bottom end of Cheap Street by the conduit there is the market today. We have an open air market, and lots of locally produced foodstuffs are being sold there. I know there are locally made cakes, there's local meats on sale down there, and of course there's a flower stall, a bookstall, clothes stall, someone selling antique furniture, just about everything that you could possibly wish for, all in the open air market by the conduit. And there aren't many towns which still retain open-air markets. Sherborne still has its market. And I'm told the idea is to make the market, to extend the market, and have it here on more days in the week, and that would be an even better thing. Let's have more music now. The Sherborne Town Band, of course, they do take a little bit of a break between the different tunes. Let's get their breath back. Who can blame them for that? I'm going to be talking then to Pete here from the Yeses. Good morning, Pete. How are you? Good to see you. We'll just listen to this tune. We'll have a chat. So Pete Shuttler from the Yeses will be my guest after this tune, this next tune from the Town Band. Shuttler, Yeses, good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, yes. Can't grumble, as they say. Well,
mustn't really.
Nobody listens.
Now, you were playing doing a concert in the Digby Hall, was it last week?
Yeah, that's right, yeah,
with the town band.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful, yeah. Really good, entertaining, Christmassy, and we're going to do it again next year.
Well,
the idea is to do it every year. It'll become a Christmas tradition in Sherborne, you know.
Now, I thought the Yetis, you were retired.
Well, we are.
But you're not really.
Well, no.
You
we
don't
are,
retire.
We are as a group, but individually we sort of still do things, you know.
Yeah.
So, I've been involved with the town band for years and years and years, so one of my favourite musics. And particularly at Christmas, isn't it? You know, when you come down through town, you know, right up the other end, you hear the carols being played by a brass band. I mean, there's nothing like it, you know, for making.
I've been talking to people who are here from all different places.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Some people here from talked to somebody from Chichester, somebody from Martock, somebody from Gillingham, but they choose to come here because of the local shops. They like the local.
That's right. Yeah, and also, I mean, this little street sort of thing is. Well, almost sort of Dickensian in some ways, isn't it? You know, it's got that.
That's what makes this town special, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah, that's right, yes.
Tell us about yourself, because you actually were born here. Not so much in Sherborne, but just outside Sherborne.
Well, yeah, and grew up in Ryman Trinsegar.
What a lovely name.
That was a lovely village to grow up in. Not much there, you know, with a church, a few farms, a few houses, and we did have a shop. When I was a kid, we had a little village shop, yeah, but of course that's gone now, you know. But it was really good.
Let's listen to another tune and we'll talk again in a moment. Yes, in the bleak midwinter. I've got Pete Shuttler here from the Yetis We're chatting away. We're talking about the village where you grew up, Rhyme, in Trinsica. It's such a lovely sound, name, isn't it? And, do you know the origins of it?
Well, as far as I know, Rhyme means sort of like rim, edge, and in Trinsica meaning within. And so it was... there's some people say one thing, others something else, but they think it was within the like the Sherborne Abbey like ground. I say grounds, you know what I mean, lands. Or there were sort of areas called hundreds. No, I don't know what they were. Yeah, and so it was. And some say it was within a certain hundred. You know.
There can't be another one.
Well, again, some said that some people say, and some books I've read, that there used to be a Rhyme Express. So one within and one without. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Better to be within than without.
I would have thought. Yes. Yeah.
We'll talk in a moment. Let's do another tune. Lovely sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Beautiful.
So, born in Rhyme in Trinsica then, and then stayed in Sherborne, which is hard town to leave, isn't it?
I mean, I moved all the way, 5 miles, you know. But I went to school in Sherborne, and then, I think it was 1976, we actually sort of moved in to Sherborne. And
When did the Yetis start?
Well, we actually turned professional in 1967. But we'd been sort of going, you know, before that for a few years, sort of thing. We met at school, and in,
like the Beatles, then,
well, and in the Scouts at Yetminster.
Amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
These things all start at school.
So I started off there in Yetminster, you know.
And would you describe? I mean, the Yetis, I would have thought has been a folk music, but
yeah.
Is that how you would describe?
Well, yeah, I mean, really, yeah, basically, we're folk, but there was always an element of entertainment as well, sort of thing, you know, and so you've got to have a laugh as well, you know.
You've got to be popular, too, haven't you? You've got to do whatever is popular.
Yeah, to an extent, yeah, so, I mean, you need...
And tell me, you've had this fantastic career stretch. Well, how many years were you together?
44 years. 44 years. Yeah, I don't know where it's gone, you know. It's absolutely amazing, really. Yeah, all that travelling, you know. Because, you know, people sometimes used to say to me, my wife, how come you stayed together so long? I said, I've only been home half the time.
This long sort of period, professional Yetis, you know, playing live. Tell me about some of the really famous people you played with on stage. You've been on stage with.
Sure.
You've done Glastonbury Festival, by
the way. No, we haven't. No, never did, actually, strangely enough. But it's only up the road, yeah. I mean, we've got to cycle up and done it. We've come on home, been no trouble to them.
I'll have a word with Mike Leavis about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we used to do Pete Murray's show. Remember Pete Murray on his radio? Yeah. And sometimes you used to do live ones, going out to a theatre and actually doing the show live. So
you've appeared in shows when there's been a real big star at the top of the bill, and you've been a supporting actor.
Christopher Biggins, pantomime we did with him, yeah. And I think, well,
did you do
striking.
Summer seasons and things like that?
Not as such, no. We did some summer things where you sort of do one night in one, you know, one place every week, and another night somewhere else, and that sort of thing. There's people. I suppose. Oh, we did a lot of work with John Arlott. Remember John Arlott?
Yeah. A cricket commentator. Let's talk about that in a moment. Let's just have a listen to another tune. Jingle Bells from Sherborne Town Band. You were talking about John Arlott.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the connection there with the Yetis? How did that come?
John used to do every year, I think it was beginning of cricket season, and he used to do a programme for Radio 3 about cricket. And John used to write a lot of poetry.
Yes, he did.
And he did some cricket poetry, and he wanted some of his poems put to music. And he heard of us because the record company we worked for then had done a sort of compilation thing with John doing some poems, and we were doing other people on it as well. And so he sort of asked for us, you know, being a country group sort of thing. And so that's it. And then from that grew into doing other things with him and other shows. And
He had a wonderful voice, didn't he?
Wonderful, yeah. Sort of,
where was he from? Gloucestershire or Wiltshire?
Hampshire.
Yeah. Pete, it's great to talk to you, and I hope you'll take part in Radio Sherborne as we move forward and progress. This is it now, I think, our last tune from... Is this the finale, Sean?
No, this is the last one, yeah. What are you going to play? We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, that couldn't be more appropriate. Thank you all for entertaining us so boldly here on Radio Sherborne. And... Merry Christmas to the band as well.
And that's it from us in Cheap Street. We play out now with I Wish You a Merry Christmas live with Sherborne Town Band. Chris, it's been a great morning.
Yeah, it has, very much so. Yeah. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and look forward to doing something similar again very soon.
Hopefully.
Back to the band. And let them go.
Well, there you go. Wasn't that fantastic? I was sitting in the van here, listening to it on the speakers and headphones,
Enjoying that very much. You're listening to Radio Sherborne, community radio for Sherborne and Sweneyo. The town band have finished. The time is more or less exactly 12 o'clock. Much thanks for listening in. I'm looking at our web stats. There's quite a few of you listening in. So many, many thanks. Steve's just join me in here for to hand back the mic, so maybe we can have a few words with a couple of them. Well, then we'll be handing back over to the studio for our live music stream. But do stay with us, because there'll be some good music. And don't forget also to check out our catch-up site. And as soon as possible, this will be going up on the catch-up site as well. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to all of the lovely music, you'll be able to download it and listen to it again. Right, well, the weather is actually starting to turn here. It's been quite nice, which is good that it has held up, because obviously I've got microphones and a certain kit outside. If you do want to pop into Sherborne and say hello, we've still got a little bit of time here before we pack up. Do someone say hello. I'm actually just parked around the corner from the Barclays Bank, sitting in the silver van, so do come up and say hello. Let's see if we can join, have a little word. Let's just get a couple of mics ready. See if we can... Just bear with us a minute, folks. There, Steve and Chris are busy, so I shall just stay and entertain you for a second. Please do log on to our Facebook site. Just do a search in Facebook for Radio Sherborne, the fan page, and like us if you haven't done already. Put up some messages, maybe you're listening to the show, if you've got any comments, what you thought of it, whether you liked the music, whether you didn't like the music. I thought it was... I'm not just saying it because I'm here listening to it and recording it and streaming it, but I did genuinely... like the town band. I thought they were fantastic. So it'd be great to hear. You may also text, I can't actually remember off the top of my head because I'm not in the studio at the moment, what the text number is. But our email address is studio@radiosherborne.co.uk. That's studio@radiosherborne.co.uk. And I think I can hear a beeping of my inverter, which is powering everything. So I think that means that I'm going to have to shut down very shortly. So with that, I'm just going to hand back over. Hand back over to the main stream machine before we start to lose power here, folks. But many, many... many thanks for joining us, and just bear with us for a minute here. There we go. Right. Okay, folks, this is Dan Grooney, your friendly technical director, signing off from the Radio Sherborne OB van before we get cut off, and we'll see you all very soon.